100.7 WHUD. Good morning, we're Mike and Casey. The time now is 8:18.
All right, it was 17 years ago that Cadet Michael Greifenstein was at West Point, having grown up in Spring Lake Heights, New Jersey, on the Jersey Shore. He was to graduate in June of 2002, so he was in his room when he heard all the commotion about September 11th, and then he contacted us, and he said, I have a poem you might be interested in, and we were.
This poem is entitled 11 September 2001. I wrote it on a sleepless night after a tragic Tuesday in remembrance of all the heroes and victims of that tragic, horrible terror in New York City. A clear sunny morning, not a cloud in the sky, everyone just a mere passerby, when in a moment of time the day went on end, and suddenly everyone became a close friend. For two steel structures high in the sky became targets of terror, no one sure quite why. Both standing like two burning wicks in the wind, hundreds of heroes could be seen rushing in. As with every good candle, they came to an end, taking the souls of many a friend. Everyone touched in one way or another, while flames of this tragedy have yet to be smothered. Let us gain strength from this grief and sorrow, for America will be stronger come tomorrow. And strangers we passed on our morning journey will now be our friends for life and eternity. God bless all the innocent victims and heroes of 11 September 2001. May they rest in peace.
There you go. And it holds up 17 years later.
And today we are all united.
Yeah. Cadet Michael Greifenstein, who is now back at West Point after serving in Germany for a few years.
You just ran into him, right?
Yeah, I see him at the West Point games. I just put the picture on Facebook. So if you want to see what he looks like today, 17 years later, that's him and his son and his mom. And, you know, it's just a great circle that we've created here,
right,
that we're still friends after all these years. We remember today because we're never going to forget.
Honoring America.